Yeah, it's, I guess hard for me to say, and you know, I could probably give you a better answer after the game. Certainly on film, they look like just a solid football team all the way around. They've been really good against the run, and you know, they got excellent cover corners outside, which allow them to, you know, put a bunch of guys up there and just kind of dare you to throw it on those guys outside. So it makes for a pretty good combination. So you know, I haven't studied their offense, but you know, defensively, they can. They can stop the run. They can cover the pass. You know, that's kind of what I'm sure defensive coaches are looking for their for your defense to do, to stop both. And so it'll be a challenge. You know, to move the ball in the run game will be a challenge. And then throwing the ball, got to run really good routes. Got to mix up, you know, the kind of routes we're running against them, and got to be, you know, accurate with the football, I think.
Hey, Bruce called you a piranha, and he meant it as a compliment. I don't know if you heard that remark. Meaning you chew up a bunch of information. Kind of an odd.
Well, yeah, I can, like I said, I was with Bruce for 3 years, and I think when you come in as a rookie, I think that's the good approach to have, to ask a lot of questions and to try to learn as much as you can. And like I said, during the good times and the bad times, and you know, my first year with Bruce, it was tough. It was, we only won 3 games, but next 2 years we went to the playoffs and we turned it around. And I think because I asked a lot of questions and you know, Bruce, you know, gave me honest answers, as did Tom. So I guess one thing that I think I do fairly well is I can recall, you know, conversations and answers to questions from a long time ago and situations. And I think that helps you as a quarterback when you can refer to something that happened years ago. So I take it as a compliment, I guess.
Hey, you appreciate the history of the game as much as any. Did you ever have a quarterback touchdown mark that you look to, and what does 500 touchdowns mean?
Oh, no, I guess I never, you know, I've always looked at, I think you always look at your touchdown and interception every single year. I think that's a goal that my quarterbacks, coaches, and I have always kind of set each year. You want to have a, you know, certainly, you know, touchdowns high, interceptions low. That means you're getting your team in the end zone, means you're protecting the ball. I think that particular statistic usually leads to winning football games. That's what I've always kind of thought about. As far as the other thing, you know, when asked about it, you know, obviously you're just trying to win this football game, but when asked about it, I have reflected on how many great teammates and coaches, you know, that I've been with along the way that have been a part of that. You know, you don't, you know, throw that many touchdowns without a lot of help. And so, you know, you mentioned Tom and Bruce, and I think about all the receivers, and as my old center, Jeff Saturday, said, the only reason I've thrown that many is because I've had great protection, you know, for so many years. So a typical lineman speaking, especially one in the media now. So, but to tell you the truth, he's right. You know, there's so many people that have helped me along the way. So I guess I think about just how grateful I am to have played with some great teammates at all positions and have had excellent coaching. I've always been grateful and always be indebted for that.
Two more guys.
Any extra bribes in your locker this week from guys that might want to catch that 500?
No, I haven't heard that. Obviously, you know, it's such a big game and coming off a bye week, it's a tough stretch for us. You know, we've kind of our second quarter of the season. So, you know, whatever we got to do to win this football game, if we, you know, if Monte wants to run for 5 touchdowns, we don't throw any, we win the game, I can assure you that's, I'm fine with that. I did. I got to visit with him during a special teams part of practice, and obviously, you know, they had a couple questions, you know, kind of the point guard quarterback, you know, comparison. So I was glad to answer them, and you know, first time getting a chance to spend some time with Ty, and I've you know, Ryan and I followed each other from Indiana to Denver and different places. So wish them both a lot of luck this year.
Thank you.